Okay, we're in the Yudam and Aleph. We just did the Mishnah. That what do they do with the money that they collected? The Machs of the Shekel. They use it for all the Kabbanas Tzibur, the Karban Tamid, and all those other Kabbanas. And they also paid the people who were watching the weeds that were growing for the Omer. And there's a Machlekes where the people watching the weeds were doing it on a voluntary basis. And Rabbi Yossi says that that's good enough. Because even though they're on a voluntary basis, so therefore Lochede was theirs, and then they donated to Beis HaMikdash, we can assume that they wholeheartedly donated to Beis HaMikdash. And the Chacham say no, that if it's a, since it has to be a carbon tzibur, we don't want any private ownership here whatsoever, so we had to pay them. And that came from the Terumah. Says the Gemara on top of the page, Ma Rozman Atze Koinim. That dude, you had enough. There were 9 occasions that during the year they used to bring wood and they used to bring a carbon eitzim. Machlekes, if a carbon eitzim means they brought a separate carbon at the time, or the wood itself, like Rashi learned, the wood itself, they put on the mizbech. That itself was considered like a carbon eitzim, not that it was a separate carbon. But regardless, Ma roz man atze kainim v'ha'om lihimanus. What is the occasion for these 9 yom tevim that they had throughout the year? Ela because b'shar sha'ol yisrael min agalila, when the Eden went from Babel to Yisrael, le'motzu eitzim b'lishcha, they couldn't find any wood. V'ha'om du elu, these families stood up v'nisnadvu eitzim mishal atzim, they donated and their own, they donated wood. Umasrum litzibur, and they donated it to the community. V'karvu mehen kabbanat tzibur, and they donated and they made kabbanas. V'hisnu imohen, and to compensate them or to reward them for donating this wood for the mizbeach, is what they did was they the nevim shebeneim chagas chayim malach amongst them said shafilu lishcha malei eitzim in the future, even if it will be plenty of wood in the Beis HaMikdash. That even though there would be plenty of wood available, nevertheless, these 9 families have the rights to bring the wood that day, and it's their Yom Tov. So it seems from here that they donated their own private wood for the Mizbech. Omar, therefore, it must be that the author of this Mishnah here is Rabbi Yossi, the Braise Rabbi Yossi, who says in our Mishnah here that we don't care for private money because they'll give it away wholeheartedly to the community. Same thing here, they gave the wood away wholeheartedly. You can have private thing donating it. Says Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Eilu divrei Hakli. Rabbi Yossi says the name of Rabbi Eilu. No, this goes according to everybody. You cannot compare shem esfichim by the kabbana, the oimer that you're collecting, versus over here the wood you put on the bech. Why not? Ma pligim begufish a carbon. When do they argue in the carbon itself? Since you have some ownership in there, do you give away wholeheartedly, or can we have a little bit of ownership there? Avo b'machshidei carbon. What's wood? Wood's a chakal, is only a preparation. It's so distant from the carbon. It's only there to cook the carbon. Is kol amamoyde. Everyone agrees. Shehum mishtana carbon yachid the carbon tzibur. That even though it's a yachid, it definitely transfers over to a tzibur, and it's not a problem whatsoever. Because it's so remote, then it's not a problem. That's one case. Next case, Tony, we learned, Isha, a woman, if a woman made clothes for her son, the Kohen, and some learners talking about a Kohen Gadol, some learners talking about a Kohen Hedyot, but the mother made nice, she wanted her son to look nice, made nice clothing, tzricha limsa, ksheda. It's all right. The Kohen is serving the Vayit, it's all right. Ubevad, shemisan l'tzibur. But it cannot remain the sons. It has to become public property. Rabbi Yossi says that also that you can have private donations and be turned into communal. Rabbi Yossi, the same Rabbi Yossi comes and argues, even this case is divrei hakoli, according to everybody. Because l'chayde, big day kainim, is closer to a carbon than... Then what do you call it? We know that if Kohen doesn't have Big the Kohen, it's Pasul Avodah. So does that mean that the Big the Kohen actually make him into a Kohen? Or the Big the Kohen is only a Tanai in the Kohen's Avodah? How to understand Pshat with the Begodim relationship. We're seeing more Yom Lav, the relationship of the Kohen, the Begodim to the Kohen. So the Gemara here is learning that Big the Kohuna is closer to the carbon than Atzei HaMarach. So by Big Dikunu Luchayda, that's the Machlekes HaMishnah. Says, well, no, even Big Dikunu is still not the same as the carbon. My plea in Big Dikunu is the carbon, they argue in the carbon itself. Avo b'machshin the carbon, kol amamayi, they won't agree, shum mishtan the carbon, carbon tzibur. You can transfer from carbon yachid to carbon tzibur. Says the Gemara, Mas Nisin. Now, there's a lot of Gersoyes in the next paragraph, and they learn, it's 100, but I just quote you, Tesis and Yavamah, the Kuvdalad, that in Yerushalmi you have opposite Gemaras. The Gersoyes in the Gemara, but just in the Mephoshim, right here, Karban Eide and the Chakin Tarikhalin, are just the opposite of each other. 180 degrees. Anyway, we'll learn the way to say Argus in the Gemara. Masisa Pligar Abiyasi, Amishnah Argus Abiyasi. This following Braisa argues Abiyasi. What does it say there? Those festivities were conducted whether the Beis HaMikdash existed, even when there was no Beis HaMikdash, they still conducted these festivities. They still had. Now, if you learn that they still conducted the festivities, it must be that the whole idea of the Yom Tov was not really a Yom Tov because they brought wood. It was only to remember, a Zecher. So even Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when we said that all these other years that they brought wood, they didn't bring wood. They only brought wood the first time because they had no Breda. But in the future, they wouldn't allow them to bring wood because this Tanakhama holds like our Mishnah that we do not allow them to bring wood to the Mizbech at all. It's only a Zecher. That's why it makes no difference during the Beis HaMikdash or after the Beis HaMikdash. All it was an anniversary of an event that happened so many years ago in the beginning, the first years. They couldn't afford anything. They took it in. So that's a Tanakhama.
If they don't get to bring again...
The Zeicher, like any other... Every Yom Tov we have. What's the Yom Tov? What's Pesach? What's a Yom Tov with us? Amol. Same thing here. Amol. Our grandparents were the ones, you know, we were the first Beis HaMikdash. When they made the Beis HaMikdash, we were the ones who did it. This is how the Karban Eide learns. We'll learn his way. So the Tanakhama clearly learns, not like Reisi Bareli, because the Tanakhama clearly learns that even by wood, there's a machlekes, that even by wood, the Chacham hold, you're not allowed to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. We don't trust you, because you can't have private the donations. Rabbi Yehesi says, no, it wasn't just a Zeich, it was a real Yom Tov. And if it was only my Beis HaMikdash, because he holds that you're allowed to donate to the Beis HaMikdash wood, because the Tzibur turns into a Yachid, turns into a Tzibur. So he held that all the years of the Beis HaMikdash, they actually brought a carbonate, and that was a Yom Tov. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. There's no point in making the Yom Tov, because it wasn't a Zeich. That's one raya. It's a raya that Rabbi Yehesi Benayel is wrong. They're still arguing, even by wood. V'oid min hadar from the following Ketanya. Omer Rabbi Rabbi Tzadik. Onu ayinu b'nei son of Ben Yamin. We're from the family of son of Ben Yamin. V'chol Tisha B'av li b'Shabbos. Tisha B'av. Now Yud B'av was their day. Their Yom Tov for the wood. Tisha B'av fell on Shabbos. So when did everybody fast Tisha B'av? On the 10th day. And which year do you fast Tisha B'av? When there's no Beis HaMikdash. During the Beis HaMikdash was a Yom Tov. So it was only fasted after the Chur Mes HaMikdash. And they fasted, and we still had a Yom Tov. And what we do, with the Chinos of Motzei Shabbos, the Tishbos pushed to Motzei Shabbos, but Yinam is Anil HaMishlimin. We fasted Motzei Shabbos, but Sunday by day, we had a Yom Tov. It was more important than Tishbos, we had a Yom Tov. Obviously, it was only a Zecher. Obviously, if it was a Zecher after the Beis HaMikdash, it was a Zecher during the Beis HaMikdash. We did not bring the carbon for wood during the Beis HaMikdash. We only did a Zecher, because we were not allowed, because you cannot have a private donation turned into a, we don't trust it becomes a proper communal donation. I, the first couple of years, they had no breda because they had no money. Okay, that's what I did. That's what he said, it happened to the money. Our Mishnah followed the opinion of Mishmol hold that the word the Oimer can only come from Eretz Yisrael, not from Chutz La'aretz, not even Surya, which is Kibbush from David, because we hold that Kibbush Yochid Lo Yishmei Kibbush. David Melch did on his own, because not all the Eden yet settled in Eretz Yisrael, and because David Melch did on his own, it's not yet Eretz Yisrael, and Oimer should only be born from Eretz Yisrael. That's why we bring from the Oimer from the Turz Alishcha. The Zimora, Taman, we learned, we're going to bring now a number of braces to show that we follow Bishmol. We looked over there, called Kabbalah Zayochid, Vatziba, Boim, and Ored, everything comes from Yisrael, Min Chutz La'aretz, Chutz La'aretz. Everything can be brought from Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, except Min Achon, Yesh, new and old, Chutz, Min Oime. The Oime should only be brought from Yisrael, Vishdei Alechem, the wheat should only be brought from Yisrael. Shein Boim, Ele Min Achodesh, from the new, Umin Ored, Yisrael, only from Yisrael. And who says that? Rabbi Shmuel says I'm not from Surya, surely not from Chutz La'aretz. We're only from Eretz Yisrael. Tama today we learn. So our Mishnah seems to be learning the same thing. That the Truma Zalishcha was used for it. Why? Because it's only from Eretz Yisrael. Tama we learned. Today we learned. Esek Kedusha Zayin. There are 10 levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael Mikudesh is Mikol Haaretz. Eretz Yisrael is holier than any other country. Umahi kedushasa. How does it manifest itself? Shemeviim imen ha'omer that only from Eretz Yisrael you bring the omer, the tefillah for the omer, the habikurim, the shteh alechem, mashe emeviim mikol haaretz. See it again. Only from Eretz Yisrael. And who's that? The Bishmol. Achir Shemiyah Rabbi Shmol. Achir says Rabbi Shmol. That's the Bishmol. The Bishmol omer omer b'bamin asuya. This again. This is Rabbi Shmol who holds it only comes from Eretz Yisrael. Tama tinimi learned. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm another braisa. We learned. Rabbi Shmuel says, it says bechadesh v'katzer. Tishba is by shmita. Why is only highlight these things, plowing and harvesting? So one day Rabbi Kiva holds is talking about Shabbos. Actually, Rabbi Shmuel is talking about chadesh v'katzer, and we're talking about shmita and Shabbos. Look like this. Ma chadesh reshus. What is forbidden? Only optional or voluntary plowing. So therefore, I've cut to the shoes. Harvesting also don't talk about something which is voluntary. Mashenke is something which is a mitzvah. See, yotze cut to the oimish mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. I mean, it's unbelievable chiddush here. On Shabbos, you're allowed to go cut. You're allowed to harvest the oimer in order to bring it on that day. Why do you have now? If you hold that you can bring mechutz laretz, why in the world are we allowing you to be mechal Shabbos? Go bring mechutz laretz. Rabbi Shmuel, the daite Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel is consistent with his yudam at ain't oimer b'oimer asur. Yeah, no. It's faket. Of course it happened. That was not Yisrael only.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was not Yisrael.
Sorry,
yeah. But even everybody else, Chatchila did it Yisrael. And the reason is because it has to be lach. It has to be caramel. It has to be lach. And if it's from far away, by the time it gets to the Shalayim, it will be dry. So they oimer try to get it from Yisrael, not as the Kedusha of Yisrael, but as practicality to keep it moist. So Bishmolke Daitei, the Bishmol, the Omer, Ein Oim, Bom Nasuye, Medaitei. The Omer, he says, Yotze Kotzira Oimer Shul Mitzvah. He says that the exception is Tzira Oimer, which is the Mitzvah, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Man Tana, now the Gemara says, in the Chedet, the only reason why you can do it on Shabbos is because you have no Breda, because you can't bring Mechutz Lot. Man Tana, who's the one who says that Shemirei Sfichas B'Shvias, that those people in the year of Shemitah who watch the weeds, they would get paid from the Trumas Alishcha, from the very money they use for Kabbonis. They would use for these Shemim, because this is directly in the gate of Kabbonis. They're talking about guarding the Eimer and giving it back. It goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, because they did it, they only could bring from Eretz Yisrael. You had to watch Shemitah. You couldn't bring from Chutz Lodz, but there was no Shemitah, because Rabbi Shmuel holds, you can only use Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you had to watch it. And only svichim, and that's why according to Bishmo, Amr Beis Alav Davke, Divrei Hakali, Lo Imatzu Besudah Mevi Noisa Peyda Beis Yisrael. This line Gemara is very hard to understand. Unfortunately, I'm grappling with it. In time, there's a drought. Yeah, exactly. And the year Shmita, the Shmita year, because it's not a good thing. Because Shmita was the hefker. We're making a special allowance here to allow the shemim to watch it and not make it hefker, because the cheder has to be hefker. So he's saying here that not according to Shmuel, Adrabah, Shmita year we preferred outside of Eretz Yisrael, because because outside is no Shmita. And we have no breda. Now, the only question here is, but the Tana holds Chutz Lodz as well. Okay, Suri's a drought. Go else we are overseas. To go to the rest of the world. You can't find Oymer anywhere else. You have a breda. You hold, you can use Chutz Lodz. And Shemitah to have Shemir Slich is not a good thing, because you're going against the Teda. So, Lecheda, what's the problem here? Go overseas. So that's the problem, unfortunately, we have. And I guess the simple answer is, because if you're going further overseas, it'll be dry by the time it comes here, and then it takes a few days to get here, and we want it to be moist and fresh, and that's why. Says the Gemara, the question is, are you allowed to plant on Shmita Oimer? Since we're going to make all these special allowances, do we go a step further and we allow you in Shmita to plant Oimer, which mamish is against the Teda? How can you? The din l'cheida is if you plant something in Shmita, not only is it also, but you're not allowed to eat it. Over here, also in the next few lines, Gemara is like 3-4 pshatim halal Gemara. We'll just learn the way it sees now Gemara in Kabbalah. You're not allowed to eat it. Let me ask a question. We know by mincha that if nobody can eat it, you don't get the kmitza either. So what are you asking me, Shaila, if you're allowed to plant the mincha on Shemitah, since no one is allowed to eat it? And from here we learn out that Shemitah is a big machlekes in the Shainim. If Shemitah, you're allowed to eat. You're not allowed to plant the Shemitah, but if you did, are you allowed to eat it? Is it also bachilinat? Here it seems clearly, Gemara, that it is us, this one that I they bring, that's also Bachila. So he's asking a question. How can you even ask if you're allowed to plant? But since it's also Bachila, so, and we know that on a mincha, if you bring a mincha and you claim it, and you don't eat the you cannot eat it. It's not good anything. It's not worth anything. Says the Gemara, no. I'll bring a ray. Amalei nasek chamisha dvarim shem boim betumah ve'nechalim betumah. What do you mean? The thing that betumah hutra betzibur. We allow you to bring these things betzibur. You're not allowed to eat it, and yet it's a valid carbon. So maybe I'm in the same thing. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. Reigns with the question. New Gemara. How do you pay them? You pay them from the Terumah Lishcha. How? The way the Terumah Lishcha is, it's Kodesh money. You want to use it to Chulin, you have to, the way, how do you ever transfer from Kodesh to Chulin? You have to have some commodity there that we say the exchange. You swap. That the Kedusha here transfers to this thing here. Here you're paying wages. There's no Mamashi here. How does it swap? What are you swapping it against? Says the Gemara. So what do you buy? So when you buy it, right? I mean, you don't pay them in the beginning. That's a big problem. If you're not going to pay them till after that, while it's growing, you cannot swap it for the thing because there's no hegdish cannot be nischal al karka. So it's only after they cut it. If after you cut it, you're buying the thing from them. In the meantime, when they're doing all the work, it was theirs. Since they didn't get paid for the 2 months of working, what's it then when you don't get paid? You own the thing, and then when you pay, you get paid back. That means it's private money. We don't want private money involved. Remember, our Tana Kama holds, we don't want them have any bailus over it. That means we got to prepay them. But how do you prepay them? Well, if you prepay them, then they have no bailus. They're just an employee. But how do you prepay them? What do you swap it over?
In a normal year, when you
got to
cut the wood.
You pay me? Yeah, no.
In
normal week, you don't need shemir svichin. Why would the shemir svichin?
I'm saying you're talking about the issue of private, right?
Yeah, no. He wasn't working for you. No wage. A guy has the Hegdish maybe own fields or whatever it is, and they did their own thing. What makes this private is the shomer. What makes this private is not the property itself. It belonged to Hegdish. Hegdish owned properties everywhere. Problem was that whoever the shomer was, we had to pay him. He has to get paid for his work.
So
you're asking why is that a problem? Shmita, every year you had the same thing, the workers. Maybe. But every year, for some reason or another, we didn't worry about the payment. The only time we paid them is... Yeah, would you have a special shame day, the shame is Svichim? So the rest of the year, maybe they didn't watch. What did they watch it for?
The shame is... No. You're not paying them for the produce that came out of the ground, which has got the Kedusha Shvi'is. You're paying them for some, they've enhanced it in some way by them being the Shvi'is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So how do you pay them? The question, how do you pay them? How do you pay them?
What I'm trying to say is, what's wrong with paying for
somebody?
Because
how does it swap? How does the money have paid? That's what we're talking about, yeah. We'll see soon that they paid all these other wages they paid. Okay, so you want to write it. How do they do it? Where are we? Kate and Awaisa, Neutel Mays, this is what they did. Neutel Mays was Shulchani, there's two opinions now. This is where, again, there's two ways of learning Pshat and Gemara. We're going to learn one way. Neutel Mays was Shulchani, they went and took money from the currency exchanges. So they borrowed money from the currency exchanges and they immediately paid the workers. So the workers got paid. So they're employees. The Neutel Mays was Shulchani, Achela Yikreva Aymer, they paid them way before they brought the Aymer. When the Omer was ready to be brought that morning, so these people brought now these Fichin, so the Hegdish now then took the Hegdish money and they bought the Fichin and they paid the money to the Shulchani. They paid the money to the Shulchani. So now it was a swap for the Omer, for the grains, for the barley.
So the workers who got paid for the grain, they then give the money to the Shulchani?
No, they got paid in advance as a loan. We took out a loan from the Shulchani.
The Shulchani, that's
the Hegdish. But Hegdish is paying the Shulchani for, and they're swapping it for the
Imam. Because when the wheat comes, they're saying this.
Or the barley.
The
Kodesh is now transferred to the grain.
That's right. Exactly. And the money is Chulin, and you pay them again.
Okay.
Now there's two ways to learn Pshat here. One way the Karmel learns, the Tovus Kain. It's a good way of doing it. And the Chak and the Takan Chayin learns, but Tovah say this is the right way, no good. Anyway, so we're going to learn the Kabbalah anyway. It's a good way of doing it, that's one way. However, Rabach, B'Shev Rabbi Boy, says, I say there's another way. There's a consequence of Bezin Masna Lane. When people donated money to the Hegdish, Bezin knew that they need to pay workers. So as if Bezin Chathchila made a Tanai that some of the money will be able to, is not Kodesh, because we're going to use it to pay workers. And that's enough. Two opinions. Time we learned the same thing happened. Those people who used to chop down and carve rocks and stones. Kated always, how do they pay them? They give it to the people who used to hew the rocks out of the stones, or those who used to square it off. And right before, and they used to give our money for the shulchan, and right before they took the basement, took possession of it, and then everything else, they swapped the money for that. And then once they put it onto the wall, they would bring money from the Lishcha and swap it for the stones, and then pay back the thing. And the Gemara says again, the Tavis can, good way, or the other people, Tavis can, that's good. And he argued, this is the way it was. Next Mishnah, it says the Mishnah, what else did they do with the money? Also, the Parah Adume, and so too, even though Parah Adume was not brought in the base, it was brought out of the base, the Midrash is called the Chattas. Seir HaMishtaleach, the goat of Mishtaleach was sent off across the, thrown off the mountain, even though it was thrown off the mountain, it's considered carbon, and Machlek is been unfortunate here on the side, what the shot is. Either because the only way you can bring the Chattas Lashem, because you have to bring two carbons.
So, you know, you don't know which is
exactly. Exactly. In other words, if you learn that way,
you can't have a
if you learn that way, that means the Simish Lech is not a carbon, but because it's a carbon to the last minute, therefore, the other one, Simish Lech itself is considered a carbon, because that's a kapara. What's the purpose of a carbon? Kapara. Simish Lech was its way of kapara.
Would that be brighter then if you.
That's what it is. Chazabul Lunimar Yuma. We'll soon learn all that, the whole stuff there. Ksapi Hashem. The Lashon Shel Zahidis. This was when they burnt the Parah Adumah, they used to throw in there also the water, the hyssop, and everything else, they used to throw in. No, the Lashon Zahidis was it did in Parah Adumah. They used to throw into the water the ashes, and that's called the Lashon Zahidis. That's all to do with the carbon, because without that, it's not a good parah. All of this comes with Turmas Alishcha. Now, what about Kevesh Parah? They used to build a bridge. It's a pretty long bridge. They used to build a bridge. They said Migdash Tahara Zaysim. Look at it, you'll see it's pretty far away. They used to build a bridge on Migdash Tahara Zaysim. And it's pretty high. It must have been pretty high then.
That was the one with the arches, because of Tumas Hatayim.
Yeah, exactly. And they throw the bridge across to make sure that nobody touches and that they can't even remain tired. Because we're learning more sukkah, they went out of their way to make sure that everyone was involved. In the Parah Adumah was mamash tired. They said pregnant mothers used to live on a rock till the kid was 12 years old. For 12 years, they lived on this rock. Don't know what they did there, how they lived there, everybody else, and then they, you know, with a hole underneath the cavity so that any tomb underneath would never be intercepted because it has to be a tefach space between, and so on and so forth. We'll see later. Anyway, so Kevesh Potter, and likewise, Kevesh Sidim Shleh, they used to make a bridge to go outside Yishleim. Not how long this bridge was, but this, I guess, wasn't a very high bridge. Maybe it just means a highway. He used to build some kind of road with walls so that nobody would come in contact with the person, because what happened was because the kapara was waiting, they used to have a string and you used to see whether white or red to see whether it comes to or not. People used to pull his hair and push him and no run. What are you telling you for? So they made this wall to protect him that nobody can get through. So it was like a highway. So these things, where did they get the money from that? And Lashon Shebein Kanav. They used to put a rope between by the goat. This famous Shleh, they put a rope. They used to cut it in half. Half was tied around his horns, and half they tied around a rock. And if the Yidin were mechaped, then by Nes, the rope would turn white. And if it didn't, it became red, or it remained red. And so therefore, where did that money come from? Bamas Hamayim, the water that went through the Beit Hamikdash or through Yerushalayim. Where did that money come from to maintain it? The Chaimasi in the walls around the city, and the towers, the Chol Tzachir, all other needs of the city. Boyin, they came ready Mishir Elishcha, the leftover money of the Lishcha. After all, the money was used for the Kabbanis, the leftover money, that's what it's used for. Abba Shol says, I believe that the Kevesh Parah, I disagree, in the bridge that they made in Parah Adumah, Koyanim Gdolim Oisin Mishal Atzman, the Koyanim Gdolim paid their own money, we'll see. In other words, to be a Koyan God, you have to be pretty wealthy. Koyan God used to make a carbon every day from his own money, and he had to build a bridge. A bridge is a major infrastructure, and he used to build from his own money. And we'll see later why they didn't use the previous bridge, right? They build a new bridge all the time. What did they do with leftover money at the Lishcha? Let's say they used up the money for this, all these things, and they still had leftover money. What did they do with it? Like him, they used to buy, according to one opinion, it's very interesting. And the flour, and they used to sell it. When they bought it wholesale, cheap. Then individuals used to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring kabbanas. They had to buy all these things to bring in the Sachim. They would buy it from the Beis HaMikdash. They made a profit. And who made that, earned that profit? The Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is a business. The shul was a business. Dear Bishmal, comes along and keep him says, an ethical talk. A mistake, Mishal Hegdish. A Moisid has no right to be in business. No, they do whatever you want. Anything you wanted. Anything Beis HaMikdash wanted. It wasn't limited to this. It's profit. Sorry. Afloy Mishalim. Same thing, if you're collecting money for poor people and you have a lot of extra money, you're not allowed to put it in a business. To invest in a business. Why not? We'll see later when you are allowed to. See tomorrow. Why aren't you allowed to invest in a business? Because the Gemara says in Ksuvah, Ein ani mokem ashidus. In other words, it shows like you need money. And we don't, either because it shows like you need money, it's a bazoin. Two ways of looking at it. Either it shows like you need money, why are you going to business? You need more money. It shows like it's a bazoin, but you need money. People are not generous enough to support the Beis HaMikdash. Is that the pshat? Or the pshat, what happened? Punkt, all your money is invested, and punkt, today you need money. You don't have it. You have to go and borrow. And I need a mokem. We don't want any sense of poverty in a place where there should be a lot of wealth. Exactly. True, but you never know if an emergency happens. Moised had truma mahayoisim, but leftover truma, what did they do with it? The leftover truma, what did they do with it? We tell them, we're talking about shiri, in the big boxes leftover. What about in the small boxes? The leftover truma, what did they do with it? They did the kuezov. They used to go ahead and make the gold plated tzipu the base kajudashim for the kajudashim, for the walls, for everything in the base kajudashim. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says moised had paidas. You know what they did with the leftover paidas, which means the leftover profits. Ketsam is bech. The dessert from his bech. They kept the oilest all the time is bech. Moised truma. What did they do with the leftover truma? You know the leftover truma. Not that they build his gold plates. Is lechle shudders. They used to buy kalim utensils for some yiddish. Rabbi Kiva says moised truma. The ketsam. Rabbi Kiva said the leftover truma they use for ketsam is beyak. The leftover truma. We'll use ketzem as bech. And moisin nesachim, leftover nesachim. How do you have leftover nesachim? We'll see later if the price changed when you gave money to Beis HaMikdash at one price and then the next day the price dropped. So now suddenly Beis HaMikdash had extra money. Or other ways we'll see tomorrow is lechlei shadis. All lechlei shadis. Chananya's gan akoinim, which we have in Gemara and Pesachim, Chanina's gan akoinim. Oimer says moisin nesachim, that he says that moisin nesachim is ketzem as bech. He said the leftover nesachim is ketzem as bech. And moisin atrumil lechlei shadis. Leftover truma is like a shadis, and Zev Zeb, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina hold lahoya moed and peder. Didn't agree about peders. They didn't agree at all about the idea of having profits and all that. Kevish part of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachman, Shem Rav Yenison, Gimel Lashayin is saying, you know, there are three different ropes that they used to use, three different strips. Shel Seir, but the Seirim Shalach, they had a strip, and that was Besela, the length of the Besela, with the weight of a Besela, how long it was. Pretty long. Shemot Seidah, oh, so you did buy Metzayda. They used to use it to tip it in and to put it on his finger. Beshekel, a much shorter rope, they only had the size of the weight of a shekel. Shal Parah, the Parah Duma, which had to be a much thicker rope, Beshtay Slime, two Slime. Why they had to be a much thicker rope? Because they had to put it into the mixer, in the mixer over there with the hyssop and ash and all that, and it had to sink to the bottom from its own weight. So it had to be a heavier rope. That'd be more. You say two Slime. Rab Chunya, the Be'er and Chayver, and we had him a few times ready. Rabbi Barzav, the Beshem, Rab Shimon Chalafta, Shal Parah, Beshtay Slime, Machta, two and a half Slime. The eat the mafkalisha basar is 10 zuzim, which is the same because there are 4 zuzim to a seller, to 2.5 is 10. This is a different way of saying it. They want to say the loshon harav. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Tamid Chachamim. They say, what about these rabbis? Hamalamdin es akoinim hilchas shchita, hilchas kabbalah. Those who taught the kainim shchita, even though apidin lechayda, we know Yisrael is a lot, Azor is a lot of shecht, but the kainim sort of kept it to themselves. Who taught the kainim hilchas shchita? Those who taught hilchas kabbalah, how to receive the blood, hilchas zrika, how to spray the blood. They had to get paid. Who paid them? Noitlin zcharan mitruma lishcha. They got paid mitruma lishcha as well because they're directly related to the kabbalas. The kainim need to know how to do the kabbalas. So this is a direct thing. No, the kainim get paid, but the teacher, the talmud chacham taught him. Schabatola. The gemara ksuvos will have. You're not allowed to get paid for the ma'ani bechinim avatem bechinim. But
otherwise, he could have been doing something else.
Exactly. Mumim. So to those people who used to check out mumim, we didn't want them to get paid by the owner of the animal, because the owner of the animal has a vested interest to make sure there's a mum. So that, because the din is, if the animal is a mum, you can then buy it back from Beis HaMikdash. Let's say he wants the animal back. We don't want that the mashgiach should get paid directly from the owner. And that's the basis that you have in all these hashgacha things, that we don't want the mashgiach to get paid by the owner. The owner has to pay the hashgacha firm, and the hashgacha firm pays the mashgiach. So you shouldn't be intimidated. Exact same thing over here. So we want them to get paid from Beis HaMikdash. Rab Acha, Rab Tanchum, Rab Chiv, Shem Samloi, he says that magiye sefer ho azora, there's two gesoyes here, either magiye sefer ho azora or sefer ezra. There was a Sefer Torah from Ezra that they had. That was a Sefer Torah that they used to use to correct all the other Sefer Torah. So the problem with that Girsa is Magia Sefer Ezra sounds like they were Magia, the Sefer itself of Ezra. The Sefer Ezra needed Haggadah. That was perfect. They used to use Sefer Ezra to rewrite all the other Sefer Torah. So then the wording should have been different. That's why the Girsa now Gemara is Magia Sefer Azara. In the Azara, there were Sifrei Torah to use. The Kohen Gadol needed it for Yom Kippur. The Melech needed it Shnas Hakil. They used to build a Bima Shalaitzi to go outside and read the Shnas Hakil. So you needed a Sefer Torah, and they had a few Sifrei Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they had to be fixed up from time to time. So who paid the Sefer for that? Came from the thing. Noit Min Shcharim Mutrum Elishcha. Gidl Bami Yomir Bami Shnei Dayonik Zeilis, or Shnei Dayonik Zeilis, we'll have that in the Enik Suvis. The two Dayonim, Chanan Bar Avshalom and Chanin Bar, whatever the other one was, they used to make all the gzedis there, all kinds of dinim. They used to sit there in the base of English. Who paid them? Is noit nischalim mitrum alishcha? They got paid mitrum alishcha. Shmuel says also noshim ha'ergil bepareches. The first base of English they had a wooden door, and then Gemara Babasa in the beginning, an amatraxin. But in the second base of English, you call it an amatraxin. You couldn't. It was so high they couldn't build, and only an amah thick. They didn't know how to build such a high wall if it's only an amah thick. So therefore, because the Mishnah says in the beginning of Babasa, and a 4 amas high is 1 amah thick. So therefore, what they did was, they built two curtains on two sides and an arm of space in between, and that's how they had the divider between the Kodesh Kodashim and the Kodesh and the base second base of Yiddish. So the Nashim who used to weave this and fix it from time to time, it simply was needed directly the gayer to Kabbalah because they sprained and so on. So therefore, they got the money from there. Ravuna Wuna says, no, he disagrees. He says Metrumas Bedekabayas. He said that already is considered maintenance of the base of Yiddish, and that's where they got the treasury of the maintenance. That's who paid these women. Ma Polik Shmuel Avloki Carbon. Shmuel is like a carbon because they spraying it and they divide because you get and so on. And Avuna Avloki Binyan. He said, no, it's part of the Binyan. Elif is there for its maintenance. Amar Chizatana Buda Buda Gregres Hak Taitis Ktaitis the Chol Kabbonis Hatzibur. He says that Ktaitis. And this is Buda Gregres says that the Ktaitis and all Kabbonis, like our Mishnah says, buying where they get the money from to Mishnah. Fine. Mizbeach Hazov. What about the golden Mizbeach, which is considered a utensil because it's portable? And Chol Kli Shadis, Boeing, where do they come from? Our Girsa is Mois and the Sachim, the Takli Chadinger Girsa is from Bedekabais. Mizbeach Ha'oila, and the Heichel and the Azaris, sorry, we all have the same Girsa, but it's the next one. Mizbeach Ha'oila and the Heichel Azaris, Boeing, they come Mishir Lishcha, leftover Lishcha is what they use for the Mizbeach Ha'oila, the outside Mizbeach and so on, and the other Girsa is from Bedekabais. Chutz La Azaris, outside, that's the Yisrael and so on, Boeing, and they come and bite it, and the walls are Shalim. They come Lishcha Bedekabais or for Shir Lishcha Tuvikasais. V'hotani avne mizbeach a heichel v'azores ma'ilim ben lechayit. It says that the stones of mizbeach, if you use them for your own good, you're ganvening, you're stealing. If it's shiri alishcha, there's no mila by shiri alishcha, no longer used for kabbanis. V'chi yesh mila b'shiraim. Says Gemara, yes, according to the mayor. If you remember, the mayor said that the shiri alishcha till the very end, since it could be used for kabbanis, has the status of kedusha of kabbanis, and if you use it for your own good, you're a ganv, you're ma'il. It doesn't make sense. What's the whole svar of the meir? Because this money has the potential to be used for kabbanis, but that's only in the year. Because we know that next year you no longer use the previous year's kabbanis. Only next year's kabbanis. So even according to the meir, we're talking about when we say we use the leftover lishcha for these things, we're talking about next year, not the same year as the sitting lishcha. Because not shir lishcha yet. Because you might remember we learned before when the boxes are empty, you go back to the lishcha. So you cannot. It's not considered shir lishcha until the year's over. Until next year. And next year, even a mayor's money, there's no longer meila if you use it, because you're not allowed to use the kabbanis anymore. Elevate of Hacha, Chutzish Nas, and I can't even. You more than answer the question. Better kabbayis or. Yeah, during the year. Yeah, yeah. What we do with the leftover lishcha, we're learning now what we do. This is what we do. It's dedic only.
I'm saying here, they're talking about they've already got an issue in terms of something inside the Beis Hamikdash as to whether you can do better kabbayis. So it's thing. So the chayyav arachas kamar v'kamar the amas samayim, which is in the city or the dollars or something, is the shul. The chayyav should also be the same issue as to whether it's kodesh or better kabbayis.
We said over here that. You're talking about Shiri Lishcha. What's Shiri Lishcha?
Yeah.
Shiri Lishcha is, according to the mayor, it's only the next year. According to Chachamim, even this year you can do Shiri Lishcha. Remember, Chachamim said that we just go out and collect more, making, if we run out of money, Chachamim say, make a new collection, a new appeal. Same year. Yeah, it's a mayor. Another thing, the shulchan and the menaida. This is very interesting. Machlekes came in kaptur perach. Shulchan and the menaida, the mizbechayit, the pareches, ma'akvim es hakavanas. Divrei Meir. According to the Meir, you cannot bring a carbon if you don't have everything. The basic understanding, basically, with all these things. Now, based on this, you cannot bring a carbon pesach today either. You can't bring kabanas. But others will shout it differently. They say that you couldn't bring kabanas. You couldn't use the menorah for its function if everything else wasn't there. You couldn't use them if you only had a mezbeach. You couldn't use the mezbeach if nothing else was there. But if you don't have a mezbeach, you're just using the place of the mezbeach, then you could use it. Chacham say ain't lach makar the carbon ella kier v'akan bavad. This is our gis. The takar chad is another gis altogether, but certain parts of mezbeach. Nothing holds back a carbon, only washing the hands, the kiyah and the kana's base. If you don't have the kiyah and the kana, you can't bring a carbon because you don't have the base. And others asking that, what do you mean? You can use the masamayim, you can use other water. Who said it has to be the, who says ma'akib b'di'evid? So you might be looking at every single utensil, basically, said the word noichach ma'akib. If it says tzela, ain't a ma'akib. It says, like the shulchan said tzela, it's the size, a ma'akib. It says noichach, right opposite, then it's ma'akib. He holds that even if it says tzela, like a shulchan says tzela, it's ma'akev as well. Two more lines. Even if it just says v'samtim, it's also ma'akev. Everything is ma'akev. So how can I fit in with over here? So the difference, the avoda shebefnim, if you want to do avoda inside, then everything is ma'akev. If anything is missing, you cannot do. If you want to do avoda chutz, no, it's the mizbech. And outside, if all of these things are missing, it's still good enough. As long as the key and the kanayot.
Is that why they had a time when